You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
First question, yep. When's the ABBA cover album coming out?
The ABBA cover album?
Tomorrow.
Straight tomorrow. Up. It's coming soon.
Yeah, bro. Yeah. I don't know what else we would do that isn't Mamma Mia, though. Like, what else?
Dancing Queen would go
Dancing
crazy.
Queen? I feel like everyone does that, though.
Does Your Mother Know? That'd be
does
crazy.
Does Your Mother Know? SOS?
SOS Come would be on. Crazy. See, we're already...
so coming along, so good. Kia ora, Slow Rage. How's it going?
We're doing good. This is my first time here, so I'm real excited to be here. Yeah,
this is not my first time. I had to bring it up right out the gate. No, Slow Rage was on here when I was 15, and this was when Slow Rage was a noise rock experimental solo project. So it's a very different band now.
Different vibe.
It's gone through a lot of stages. But yeah, I'm glad that Sam's finally got on.
This is one of the most hyped interviews that I've ever done. A lot of people were very keen to have you guys on here because you guys have quite the following already. And I think that's just based on all the gigs you guys play.
Yeah.
You guys are busy.
Last year we played like 20 or so.
Mm-hmm. It was
really cool to have that experience, like just to get in front of people and like really get our names out there. So
absolutely, we wanted to make it so no one could escape us, you know. And like, there are a couple downsides to playing that many gigs. Like, you know, obviously every gig is like $10, $15. Some people don't have the money to go to all of them. Totally understandable. So sometimes you get gigs that are like 10 people, and sometimes you get them where there's like 200 people. You know, you got to play 20 gigs to play one good gig.
Yeah, that's true.
But the good gigs are great. That's for sure. And, you know, we're still buzzing after a couple of those.
Thanks for coming, guys.
Thanks for coming to our shows.
On that note, there is a gig tonight.
There is a gig tonight.
As well, which is, this is recorded on a Saturday.
Yes.
Yeah. Playing the Underground.
Yes.
And then we'll also get to your gig, which is also at the Underground.
Yes.
On the 20th, which is very exciting. It's a strong start to the year, fellas.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. It's very, very strong.
Want to come out swinging.
For real. Yeah. So I think when this interview comes out, we still wouldn't have played the next one that we're playing, which will be with Pocket Money, which is a band that we love.
Yeah, real cool band.
Yeah, played with them at Greyland Library Hall. Super diverse band. You know, they never stick to one genre.
Yeah, they're super cool.
Yeah, yeah. And Chris from Miss June is in the band.
Yeah.
And we love Chris.
Oh, sick.
Very
love
cool
Chris.
Dude.
Shout out Chris.
Greyland Library Hall. Man, that's a throwback.
It is a throwback.
Still going.
It isn't used as much as it used to be, but like... It was a good time when it was like proper, like there were many shenanigans.
It was all ages, eh?
It was all ages.
Damn.
Yeah. Did you go to a lot?
I went to one gig there. It was chaos.
I was like, who's the band Chaos, man? We gotta fish them out.
Band was called Tundra Colour. Shout out Tundra Colour. They were the first artists that I ever interviewed. I guess we should probably tell the people a bit about who you are. How would you describe your sound? And also, do you guys call yourself a collective or a band?
I feel like it's more of a band.
For sure.
Because we're inspired by bands. So I feel like we're a band.
We're a band.
Yeah, I guess like sound wise is mainly like alternative rock or like with like it's like punky and stuff.
Mm.
But we pull from a lot of other places. We really like dance music, and that's been a huge inspiration for us for the what we're writing right now.
Mm-hmm.
And really inspired by hip hop as well. So it's like pulling from a lot of places, but mainly like alt rock, I guess, is like the main like bass genre.
Totally. I think like with the album that we put out in 2021, like it was mainly punk and we loved that, but I feel like at this point in our lives we're a little bit too, you know, we're not angry enough for that now, and
we want to chill.
We want to make danceable tracks and have fun, but still have that like punky energy in there,
because
there are people that listen to us purely for that, you know, for the heavy stuff. And that's all good. We'll, you know, for this new album, we'll have stuff in there for you guys. No question.
For everyone.
For everyone. But yeah, like, dance music really resonates with us. And we try to incorporate it into our stuff, into our new stuff especially. And I hope that comes across.
I don't want to see you go right now. It's much too late and I'm much too weak to start. To start myself alone right now. Poison that's invisible, nothing ever works around here. The fridge is fucked and I'm sleeping on a concrete bed. I can't stand this house, I wanna burn it down, I wanna burn it down. I don't wanna see my face no more. Every night it's staring at me through the window. Don't wanna wake up in this state no more. I try to escape, but my tents are so forlorn. Nothing ever changes in time. You just get used to staying in line. How's your life at home? Well, it's quite alright. Contemplate my health at night. Used to stay up until my eyes went red and blood rushed to my head that night. I was so ignorant, but at the time it seemed fine. Everyone I love will pass. I hate the fact that I'll always know that. I fucking hate this house. I wanna burn it down. I wanna burn it down.
You guys have an impressive body of music. You've been releasing stuff since 2019.
Mm-hmm.
Tell me about the evolution of Slow Rage, the where it started and where it's at right now.
So Slow Rage started as a solo project, as I mentioned, and it basically started in high school when I basically, you know, didn't talk to anyone. I would sit in the back of class and just make the weirdest, most disturbing out there music I could possibly make. And at that time, me and Sam were actually playing together in this other band called Bananas and Pink.
Shout out Bananas.
Only the real ones know. and then after a while, you know, Bananas and Pink kind of fell off a little bit, and Sam messaged me and was like, yo, Slow Rage is kind of popping off at the moment in this weird little niche of Auckland. What if I join Slow Rage? And I was like, yeah. And that was what kind of started the evolution of the sound. Like, prior to Sam joining, I'd released an album called Cobra, which was kind of a reference to the sound that we have now. You know, it's very punky and it has that like alt rock feel to it. Very inspired by Idols.
Yeah.
Anyone that knows us knows how much we love Idols. Won't shut up about them. And yeah, I feel like Sam joining the band was really what made it as special as it is to me now. Mm. You know, like, I don't know what direction it would have gone in if it was just a solo project now, but I feel like, you know, in any case, I would always prefer it with Sam on board, you know, because I love his vision and I love how we, you know, I love our chemistry together as well. And yeah, I guess the evolution has just been a roller coaster. You know, it's, you know, we never want to have it linear is the thing. Like, we would be so mad at ourselves if we did the same thing twice.
Yeah.
Kind of thing.
Mm.
But we always want it to sound like Slow Rage
is
the thing. So I hope we achieve that for sure.
Yeah, you mentioned chemistry. Tell me about that. Because you guys would be considered a smaller band compared to other collectives, not just in Tamaki Makaurau, but I feel like in general.
Yeah, in general, yeah.
What's it like kind of having or finding chemistry? Like, did you guys know that when you first started working with each other that, okay, we vibe, or was it that, was it a gradual process?
Well, like, we've been friends for years. Like, I met Max when we were, like, 7 or 8. Like, yeah. We're childhood friends, so we already had that, like, chemistry, and we already love music, and it just became a thing of, like, you love music, and I love music, so let's just do something. Yeah, we're bored, and we want to have fun.
I mean, what would it take for someone to join Slow Rage then? You could pull a Smashing Pumpkins and put the feelers out if you wanted to. But
what would it take?
Would you guys have to hold auditions?
That feels weird.
Yeah, like, we would have
come
to.
Come audition. Like, it feels like such an ego thing.
Yeah, I hate
that. Audition for a band.
I hate that. No, I want to be friends with someone prior.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, something. Yeah, I feel like that vibe is pretty important to us. So it'd be like someone we already know, like. Like, yeah.
You're not just like rent out this little space that you're just sitting at this table. Yeah. Some guy walks in, next. Yeah, next. Yeah. You're super.
Tell me why you want to be
a slow rate. Nah, I hate that. But... I guess we'd have to know each other for just as long as we've known each other. So we'll make friends with someone and stay friends for over a decade.
We're
and then
about,
maybe see what happens.
About using them.
No.
I always think about those old, like, like those stories from the 80s where, like, you have these thrash metal bands.
Yeah.
It's like, dude, your sound isn't matching mine. You're out of the band.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, imagine if, like, one of us kicked the other person out.
It's solo project time.
Nah, stand-up comedian.
Stand-up comedian.
Let you go.
I guess that moves us on to what's next for you, because your last EP was a covers album.
Yes.
Great, by the way.
Thank you.
Loved it. The last album was back in 2021. So what have you guys been working on?
We've been working on like an album.
Yeah.
And we've wanted to take our time with it more because we really want it to be like the best thing we've ever done. So I guess it's been a bit more slow.
Rage.
But that's probably the biggest thing that's coming up, that's on the way. And we really want to like make it a whole thing, like have visuals attached to it. And, you know, so we're really excited about it. Mm-hmm. It's just taken some time, but yeah, it's good.
Totally. I think, like, you know, every artist knows this, and the current, you know, state that music is in, you need to do a lot of the marketing yourself and a lot of like the creative vision, not just with the music, but with how you present it visually. And initially that was kind of daunting because neither of us are kind of experienced in that field.
Yeah.
But now that, you know, we've got a lot of the album down and we know how we want to present it, it's just become super, super exciting, yeah. You know? And like, we're a big fan, we're both big fans of album rollouts,
yeah.
You know, that get us like super hyped. Like I remember when, sorry to talk about idols again, but like when Ultra Mono was coming out, that whole rollout, like I was like, oh my God, it's gonna be the best album ever,
yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
And we kind of wanna not replicate that, but like make people feel the same way when we drop this album, you know? And do it our way as well. Like we don't wanna, you know, we'll try not to follow formulas in terms of marketing, you know, stuff that works. We want to try other things that might not work.
We want to fail.
No, we'll see what happens. But no, it's going to be great. We're so excited.
It's exciting. Are you guys going to drip feed us anything? So can we expect some singles release, or is it just going to be this big slow rage rollout?
And I feel like, it's going to be super like hype? Expect one or two singles, but also we're still kind of flying by the seat of our pants a little bit. So we're not going to... We're gonna commit to a single, and
two weeks too much for a bigot. You create what you're trying to finish. Funny how you ignore the restrictions, but you keep saying, where's my freedom? You like to think that you feel threatened whilst in a warped speed chic bedroom. Nothing like Jordan Belford, though you didn't have to make the effort. Just another fucking Aucklander. Just another fucking Aucklander. No virus causes aggression, but you use it to battle your shifters. What will come of this unjust oppression? Sit the fuck down and just fight against it. Postcards aren't our definition, and you'll never really hide what they're missing. Family gets shot, you dismiss it. Well, that's not how New Zealand. Just another fucking Aucklander. Just another fucking Aucklander. Whatever you say, if you got a brain, you might as well try and use it. And if the pain is getting in the way, take it down, don't excuse it. As every day is turning into shame, change it before you lose it. Whatever you say, if you got a brain, you might as well try and use it. Just another fucking Aucklander. Just another fucking Aucklander. Yeah, 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 say. Yeah, 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 say.
That was Jethers by Slow Rage. You're 95. Big namahi to those boys for coming through and having a chat. They're an absolutely amazing band, and you should go check them out this Saturday, January the 20th. Do not want to miss this gig. They'll be playing alongside Pocket Money over at the Underground. Tickets from Under the Radar.
That was a 95BFM podcast. To hear more, head to 95BFM.com/bcasts.